Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak the disease of being busy. Now everybody should lift up his, yes. That's me. Okay. If I want to meet somebody, then really nobody has time. He has to schedule his time. And this we see even with kids. If we have a tight timetable, then we run from one appointment to the next appointment to the overnext appointment. And on the end of the road is waiting the death to snap away our life. 30 years ago, in India, there was no heart attack. Today, heart attacks surpass all other diseases. Because stress is the killer number one. You see, if we have a busy timetable, then we feel important. Our ego feels important. So our ego loves a tight timetable. Regardless in which position we are, if we say we don't have time, we feel superior. And then our timetable is scheduling our death. This makes it very clear. The more stress, the happier the death. And we become a robot. Because we have to function all the time. We have no time for feelings. We skip the feelings. We have only time to think and to act. And so our dark sides inside of us are controlling our life. If we are not aware of our enemies inside because of this tight timetable, then these enemies inside of us are controlling our life. It's just so simple. So one example is my father. So he worked 7 days a week, 80 hours or more, I don't care. He was overstressed from his job. And when he was coming home, he was beating us up or abusing us because of his tyrannic character. And this on a daily basis. Do you think that he was aware that the reason for his anger was the events, the task he had done in the meantime during his working? And he thought we are very bad. And so he was beating us. He could not reflect on his feelings and why he was behaving like crazy when he was coming back now. during his working, he was very, very bad, no, to make business. No. And this is what I mean. So, and we see it everywhere, that these overbusy people are wasting their time on meaningless things and that they're procrastinating. And that is a contradiction, we think. It's not so. Or they're making perverse sex and so on. They are scheduling their time and at the same time they suppress their negative feelings. And also their inner child. And the inner child wants playtime. So they're going to the laptop or to a smartphone and playing on them or looking TV to suppress even more their negative feelings. Instead of to make workouts and afterwards they can easier relax and then they should meditate and connect with the divine or with God. And afterwards, yes, then they're easier, relaxed, have more fun. And the other option is just to be very busy, you know? Not to feel, because we want more, we have not enough. And then we choose that we have no time. It's just one word, greedy. We cannot control our greed. Because we want more, 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 more. There's a German proverb, less is much more. With less, we can enjoy our life, we can reflect, we have more from our life, and we live much longer than under a stressful timetable. And even we have decided to have a stressless life, a relaxed life, even then we experience stressful moments because we cannot control the environment. But if we had been relaxed before, we find much easier a solution and we care much better for that situation. And then you say quality moments with my child and so on is scheduled also this time. Don't become a robot. Enjoy your life. Okay? Thank you very much. I could speak to you and bye.